Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And we are doing another interesting Monday Mini. We were kind of going away from the typical, because we like to make the Monday Mini a variety of things, correct?
Right.
So we'll just say it that way. Mm-hmm. But we thought, since it's been over 4 years since we've become a unit, the perfect unit, if I say so myself, Annie, mm-hmm. I feel like we fit each other so well, that we would come and reintroduce ourselves and how our show works, just in case you are new or maybe unfamiliar as to what we do or the new-ish way of doing the podcast. Because even still, I will say, I have done the silly thing and found some reviews. People are still confused that we are the hosts.
Yeah.
And that's fair. That's mm-hmm. fair. Although it's been 4 years now, over 4 years now. People are mm-hmm. still confused. Hey, people in our industry don't even know that we are the hosts. We get like called everybody else's name and replaced by everybody else. So not too out of the ordinary in that it could happen. So we thought we would take this time to be like, hey, this is who we are. And if you're just now joining us or you just found us, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad you're here. We hope you stay.
Yeah.
If you don't, we get it. There's a lot of other options. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
So first, I'm Samantha. I am a Korean adoptee, transracial adoptee that lives in Georgia. I am awkward, more introverted than not. And I've discovered I'm truly probably more introverted because I thought I was an ambivert, as we had discussed before.
Yeah.
I don't think I fall in that line anymore, Annie. I think I am now truly introverted.
Okay, interesting.
So we'll have to talk about that spectrum later. I'm currently caught up in the world of K-dramas. Yes, that's all I watch now. K-pop and Korean food in hopes of discovering my identity. As many of you know, if you've listened to any personal bits from us. I'm hoping that the world doesn't collapse. But mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see the younger generations taking over because they give me hope. Today is June 15th. And the Supreme Court has done some things that have been good. So I'm going to take a minute to celebrate that. And I'm very shocked by that. They mm-hmm. actually upheld the VRA against Alabama. I was shocked. I assumed it would be dismantled, but that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh did something.
I've got a pause feeling. There.
Strange feeling. Kavanaugh also with Coney Barrett. Did something also with the ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act. They kept it intact. They actually said that it needs to remain in place. Of course, Thomas and Alito were the dissents on that, no surprise. But many people are celebrating as they should be. I'm so, so glad that that has happened and it happened today. Was loved seeing that, loved seeing the people who are celebrating that as they should.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that doesn't mean it's the end all because, you know, things come back around, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But we do want to take the good news And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we did a previous Monday Mini, as we say. This is kind of a grab bag of episodes that you should go back and listen to. And we do talk about what the Indian Child Welfare Act is and why it's so important.
Yeah. And that is also a good look at our politics and what we talk about on this show, too. Yes, because we are an intersectional feminist podcast, and we talk about all kinds of things. So I am Annie. I also am in Georgia. Samantha is one of my best friends. We're actually friends.
Yeah. We keep having to tell people because people get shocked by that.
It's true. They do. Also interesting.
Yeah. That makes me sad.
Yeah. We are really friends, everybody. I am definitely the nerdier aspect of this show. Samantha got a very excited text from me about The Last of Us. Haunted house that is happening at Universal Studios. I'm so excited.
That is my nightmare.
I know. That's why I didn't ask you to go.
Because we're friends. I would go with you, but I would be like, you owe me so many things after the fact.
I don't know if I can afford it. We'll negotiate it later. I love fan fiction. I am also queer. I identify as asexual and biromantic. And I've been working on this show over 10 years now.
You were
in
the
various
beginning.
Capacities. Yeah.
You were at the beginning. You were OG. Even
That's
if
right.
you weren't in front of the mic, you were OG. Always been there. Love it.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is a great conversation. If you are saddened by the fact that you thought this program from its originality was more neutral and apolitical, I hate to tell you this, but the former hosts that you're talking about, which we are friends with, never were that.
No.
Ever. So I really, for those who are like, they used to, sure, probably at that point in time, politically, it didn't feel as heated as it does today. Although I still remember Kristen and Caroline's episode and when the day Trump was elected, that they cried on mic and people were kind of shocked, which still surprises me because I really cannot understand the word feminist is so polarizing. It obviously has a connotation that people who are shocked that these women who call themselves feminists are left-leaning shocks me. Baffles me as well. But yes, we are going to be those people who think intersectional feminism is important. We believe that anti-racist work is important as well. We think that queer allyship and queer rights are important, and that does include trans rights, and we believe that they should be allotted all of the freedoms as everyone else. We don't believe in banning books. I don't know if that needs to be said. We believe in the separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we, Annie. You can correct me because I'm like, you and I are that close. I hope I can say we.
Yeah.
Because I do know you are that way as well. But all those things. So if that's a shocker to you, you're probably not going to like us.
Probably, but be open to expanding your worldview.
And that's the other part to that is if you are here to learn, we hope that we can. We hope that we give you an environment that is open. We do make jokes and we do take things into a way that we can cope. And, you know, we try to our best to come away from that. So, you know, you are welcome here, no matter what you believe. But these are how we are, and this is probably what perspective that you're going to get from us.
Yes.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
And just as a technicality, an overall look at our show, we record 5 episodes a week and have what we call 2 full-length episodes with the usual more educational research content, such as our trauma series, which is how we started. We talked about trauma and triggering and the Me Too movement. So, you know, if you want an introduction to who we are, that's how that started. We as a unit again, yes. As a unit, not Annie, because Annie's been around. She's been hosting for a minute. She hosted by herself for a full year.
I didn't. It was horrible.
Delightful. Oh, it was delightful. Don't say that. And then we also have 2 more relaxed, shorter and typically personal series like this Monday Mini, which may also include current affairs, as we talked about with the ICWA. And then we also have our happy hour, which now includes our Sex and the City watch parties. And then Annie sometimes has an unhappy hour or an Annie update. Mm-hmm. That's how we like to do it. We do that. And sometimes we feature women in the industry. When we talk about the industry, we're talking about like typically those who are mixologists or those who have created delicious drinks, which like my favorite whiskey, Uncle Nearest. We did a whole episode about them. So that can be encompassed in our happy hour. We feature feminist and fictional characters from all over the world or the universe is when it comes to the fictional side. We love to highlight and want to learn more about them. And then we typically have a classic or an older episode, a previously aired episode released on Saturdays. I will say sometimes we switch that up.
We do.
And we'll replace it with maybe a spoiled Saturday where we talk about a recent movie that we loved. I have a feeling Spider-Verse may be a part of this soon enough. And then we also have Annie's Fiction, which is an amazing delight, which I read a review about how they loved Terminus.
Aww.
Shout out. I believe the review came from a person named Karen. Thank you so much. How I have her grandma heart. I think she called me a grandma, and I appreciate that. I like it. And of course, because we are an all-year-long show, it is not a seasonal show. We don't do breaks. We may vary and add things or switch things up because we are human, and doing this many episodes can be a lot.
Yep, sure can. it is, I know we've talked about it before, but it's very difficult for us to take a break, and not in terms of getting the time off, but because the show never stops, you're working extra hard to cover for that break. And then when you get back, you have so much to do that it almost doesn't feel like you took a break at all.
Right. And because we're constantly seeing current affairs or new things or new trends, we're always on the lookout for what we need to talk about. And because Annie and I have 2 different interests, we do have a varying amount of episodes and information. I like that.
I do too. It's always funny to me where you're like, here's my idea. And I was like, well, here's mine. And they're completely opposite.
Or we may have the same idea, but then the take is so different, which is delightful. Okay. And we're moving. One of the more recent complaints we have gotten, so we do acknowledge, is that there are way too many ads. And we wanted to take a minute to address that. we want to be completely open with you and kind of give you a behind the scenes look about these ads. We do not control the amount of ads you hear on the show. As in fact, all podcasts produced by iHeart have the same rules and have no control on how many ads are placed during our show. So there's that. Ads are how the network makes money. And to be a company that pays salaries and all the business expenses and make sure that they stay in business by making sure all the execs and shareholders get a piece of that money, they're going to do those ads. We worried when we heard how many ads there were going to be because we agree they can be overwhelming. But again, we have no control over that, unfortunately.
No. And occasionally we don't even realize they've increased how many ads are playing.
Yes, that's happened a few times, actually.
That has happened.
We didn't know. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Also, outside of the ads we actually voice, as in you hear us talking in them, we do not always know what is going to be advertised and are sometimes just as surprised by them as you are. So for those of you who gives us a heads up to the ones that are not in line with our show, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We don't typically listen to our own podcasts after they're published. Like, that's not a thing. I don't like listening to myself more than I have to.
No, we do it. We do it. What we call a QA, which is quality assessment. It's mostly to make sure there are no unbleeped curse words, because that is a hefty fine. But also to make sure, like, yeah, you didn't misspeak or say something you didn't want to say. And then after that, that's it. I'm not listening to it.
Ever again. Ever again.
Yes. Also, there is such a thing as dynamic advertising, which I know I've brought up before. And I actually do want to explain a little bit more in depth because I realized to some of you that was probably obvious. But there's a reason that I explained it. Because, okay, so dynamic advertising, if you don't know, means like you could listen to an episode from 10 years ago and it will have the same ads that we're running right now on an episode we just made. And then those ads will change a week from now. On those same episodes. It just means you can replace ads. We have ad markers and the technology, the systems, just replace the ads with whatever is currently running on our show. The reason I always bring that up, and I realize like almost everything does that now, and probably everyone was like, of course. But when I first started in 2010, there was this program that one of our other coworkers made, Casey, that you had to run every podcast through, and you had to put in, it was like kind of a command prompt, and you had to put in the audio, and it would go in and encode it, because Apple Podcasts / iTunes, what it was at the time, could only handle a certain like level of audio quality, so everything got compressed.
Oh.
Yes. It's one of the reasons people complain about like the quality of music is that it would get compressed so that Apple could host it. And so we'd have to run it through there. And it was so complicated. I wish I had like 30 minutes to describe it, because this is the thing I used to do every day. And now it's totally obsolete. But the ads were hard coded, which meant that whatever ad was in there, that was the ad. Like, it was never going to change, because that's what the program did. So when we switched to dynamic advertising, probably like 7-8 years ago, we had to go in as producers, find the ads, cut them out, mark them every podcast, every episode.
No.
It was a huge deal. It still gives me like anxiety just thinking about it. So that's why the reason I'm always like, we're dynamic advertising is because I remember when we weren't, and I remember how difficult the switch was.
Doesn't that feel like it's kind of, you're kind of aged when the younger producers have no idea what you're talking about?
Yes. I think I brought it up to somebody the other day and they're like, you used to do what? Yes.
That's amazing. I love feeling old. Be like, when I was younger, we didn't have the internet. You youngins don't know. I'm just playing.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
Yeah, and with that, we do try to vet the ads we personally voice. We do, actually. We do vet all of them. We vet them as much as we can. But as you know, sometimes iffy and concerning things that companies do don't always come out until well after the fact. So if you hear us voice something and you're like, how did you not know? And we're like, well, we research as much as we can. We didn't realize until this came out or whatever this came out. So we try our best with that, with what we've got. And sometimes we have already voiced for them once. And then the bad things come out and we say no the second time around. Believe me, there have been several products I'm like, I liked it. I want it.
It's so upsetting.
But we try to hold to a standard as I know that our listeners hold a standard for us and we get it. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to our content, we are always trying to discuss issues that affect the folks in our community. But just being honest, we're limited with some of the information. As I said, my Google algorithm is all kinds of messed up, and now it's full of K-pop, and you'll see why later this week if you're listening chronologically. But like when we talked about the religious stuff, I was like getting a lot of church ads, and that was really unfortunate for me. But with that, when you all send us things about yourself or interesting or concerning things that's happening in your community that relates to what we're talking about, or letting us know of issues regarding feminism we might not know about or haven't talked about, or even just relating to us in our content, we love it.
Yes.
Please know, even if we don't always answer back right away, we are reading them. Again, Annie's in charge of the emails. I'm in charge of the social media. So oftentimes you might see that it takes us the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like we send each other the messages like, hey, you got this.
Right.
So that's kind of how it works. But we are reading them and are so grateful that you are even thinking of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like connecting in any way, or because the experience of podcasting, especially during the pandemic, which is most of what you've done, Samantha.
That's when no one
knows. It can be very isolating. Like, you don't know. It's just you and me talking. And then Christina edits it. And we have no idea, like, once it goes out, who knows? But so when we hear from you, it's like, oh,
yes,
we did something and people relate to it or can add to it. And just having this community that's so vibrant and so important. And it has so many different experiences that are really important to having these conversations.
Exactly. So keep sending things in. Keep updating us. Let us know what's going on. Let us know what we should do next. I know we've gotten a few suggestions and movies and books. We need those. Like we said, this is a constant thing. So giving us ideas is amazing. As always, we'll end with, we love you. And we hope you are taking care of yourself.
Yes. We do. And we're glad we're here. You're here. And yeah, if this is you're listening to this and you're like, I know this already. Glad to still have you. If you're listening to this and you're like, makes more sense. Welcome. Welcome. If you have any questions about dynamic advertising, please let me know. I will talk and talk and talk.
She will give you a script.
Oh my gosh. I can go on. I still have the program. It's called Encode Podcast. I should test it out and see what happens. Okay. Well, you can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. You can also find us on YouTube. We have a Tee Public store. We have a book. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Also on Audible, I hear. You can pre-order it. And thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
BT Dubs, these are the people that make the magic happen and make us sound coherent. We love them. Thank you.
Yes, magicians. Amazing. And thanks to you for listening. Step On Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.